Welcome to the Athenaeum's Author Spotlight. I'm Athenaeum Managing Editor Vienna Carvalho, here with the authors in their own words.
I am Nancy Chiwico, Associate Professor and Chair in the Department of Interior Design. I have taught at RIT for 23 years. My areas of interest include sustainable design, healthcare design, and designing for pets, more specifically dogs. The book I co-wrote with dog expert Amy Fernandez is There's a Dog in the House, a practical guide for creating today's dog-friendly home. It addresses home design solutions that make it far easier to live with a contented dog. It examines the physical and psychological needs of dogs and how we can create the best environment for a safe, healthy, and harmonious life with them. I was inspired to write this book after successfully recovering from Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2002. As happens to a lot of cancer survivors, I had a great desire to do the things I had always wanted to do, but for one reason or another, had never gotten to. So in 2004, I was granted a sabbatical and spent a year researching and writing about living with pets. It became clear that I should write a book focused specifically on living with dogs. I was then able to combine two of my passions. Completing the book took approximately 6 years. The book itself is organized by each room in the house, and it also includes chapters on dog behavior, health, safety, outdoor spaces, specialized dog rooms, dogs with special needs, home maintenance and repairs. There is also a chapter-by-chapter resource guide to help dog owners find the right products and information for creating a truly dog-friendly home. One of the big things that most homeowners are concerned with is the flooring in their homes. I highly recommend hard surface flooring, even though it's more slippery for dogs. You incorporate area rugs or modular carpet so that the dog won't slip. The furniture layout. All too often we see dogs that bark at windows because they're overly excited by something they see outside, and that's known as barrier frustration. Too many people have sofas or chairs that are next to a window, and if they simply move the furniture away from the window, they could solve that one problem. Another way to solve that is by putting window treatments on the window and simply closing the blinds or the shades. One of the most important things that you can do for your dog and for your home is to crate train your dog. Crate training your dog provides a safe haven for the dog and prevents problems in the home. Those problems that occur are really natural behavior for a dog, things like chewing on the furniture. Those are all natural behaviors, but for us, they're a problem. So to avoid that, one of the best things we can do is crate train our dogs. Now, you don't want to overdo it. You don't want to have your dogs in the crate 8 to 10 hours a day, but certainly anything less than that is acceptable. A lot of owners have a concern that their dogs might eat too fast. You can do something to prevent them from eating too fast. They make dog dishes that have essentially little posts in the center of the dish, and that helps to slow down their eating. If you feed them less food, if you feed them multiple times throughout the day, that can be better for them. And it also depends on the type of dog. And if there's more than one dog in the house, that can really exacerbate that problem. So by separating the dogs, you can sometimes slow the other dog down. A lot of people have concerns about different breeds in their home. And a lot of dogs, we have different requirements, and different breeds were bred for different purposes. And if you can identify those different purposes, that will help to understand how they might tie into your household. So for instance, I have a Doberman and I have a Sheltie. The Doberman is a guarding breed, but they're considered a working breed. In other words, they're meant to help or work with a human. They work very closely with humans. They may not be good with other dogs, but they're always really good with people. The Sheltie is a herding breed that was intended to work with other Shelties, but they still had to listen to the human. Usually consider Shelties to be somewhat of what we call a biddable breed. They're very easy to train. They work very well with other dogs, too. So they fit into households very well that have other dogs. So if you can look at the breed and find out what they were intended to do, and that can help you to decide, even if it's a mixed breed, if you can determine what those breeds are, because they usually have some characteristic that ties back to what they were originally intended to do. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble Online, and at the RIT Bookstore. A link is provided on my website at homedesignfordogs.com.
For more on the work featured here, visit the Athenaeum online at www.rit.edu/athenaeum or the RIT News website at rit.edu/news.